Good morning. My guest this morning is Vanessa Wallace from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Well, here you are, and what you're looking for basically is volunteers. Am I right?
That is correct.
So explain what that entails.
The Redwood Empire Food Bank will be sponsoring the 13th annual Every Child, Every Day Hunger-Free Summer Lunch Program. This program is an excellent program throughout Sonoma County where children 18 years of age or younger can receive a free meal throughout the summer while school is out of session.
Oh, great.
And what we're looking for in terms of volunteers is people who would like to come out one day a week for the 9 weeks of our program to help us serve lunches throughout Sonoma County to the children who attend our summer lunch locations.
What kind of places in the county are you using as headquarters for these?
Oh, we have quite an array of different types of sites. They are based in areas where we know children and families will congregate. Community parks, apartment complexes that have community rooms, libraries throughout Sonoma County, summer enrichment programs. We have sites all throughout the county where we know the children will be this summer.
Oh, great. How many volunteers are you going to need, do you think?
Well, we have utilized over 100 volunteers each summer to make this program happen. We have 40 sites throughout the county, and people will come out and volunteer one day a week and fill in all the slots at the sites that we need volunteers to help us out at.
That's really fantastic. You people really do a great job. I think now most people know what a good job you do. So what is a sample day, would you say, for a volunteer for this program? What do they do? When do they show up? Just what's expected of them, really, I guess.
Sure. So anyone who's interested in volunteering for our program, there's an orientation that you go through one time that we will train you on the different rules and regulations of the program. And then each shift is just 1 hour that you're asked to do for whichever day you sign up. You serve lunch for a half an hour and an extra half hour to allow for some cleanup time and some time to interact with the children and things like that. But it's just 1 hour that you can dedicate one day a week for our 9-week program.
And so this is really kids of all ages, right?
It truly is. Anyone 18 years of age or younger is allowed to come out to these lunch sites and receive a free meal. You'll see children of all ages at every site that you go to.
Do you get more people each year, do you think?
We have expanded our sites throughout the county to different locations. So we're serving in different communities that we haven't served at in years past. We've added more libraries to our roster this year. We've added more parks where we know children are congregating. So our reach has expanded throughout the county to areas that we're seeing an increase in attendance through families.
This may be a difficult question. I'll ask it anyway. What are the situations of these children that you feed day after day through the summer? How do they come to the point of really needing to do that?
Well, we want to provide just a fun place for kids to be during the summer. We know that there are less programs throughout the summer than there have been in years past. Children maybe aren't attending a summer program, or they have a program during the school year that doesn't continue on during the summer. So we want to be there not only to provide a fun place to be, but also a nutritious meal that they usually receive during the school year. But with school being out of session, different summer school programs being cut, we like to fill in that gap and bring that service to the community, as well as bringing enrichment and fun activities after the lunch service to appropriate sites for children to participate in.
Really? Some funds have been cut for endeavors like this?
Yeah, we are seeing throughout the school year, there are some programs who they go from the beginning of the school year to the end of the school year, and then those after-school enrichment programs perhaps don't carry on throughout the summer, leaving a gap of enrichment where the children were previously receiving something during the school year, but now perhaps don't have that enrichment during the summer anymore.
Right. I love the work that you do, but I have to say that it's too bad that more public funds can't be allocated for this. Allocated to the Redwood Empire Food Bank, as a matter of fact. Thank you, Vanessa, for coming in. And let's tell people that the Redwood Empire Food Bank needs volunteers. That's you for the summer lunch program. For information about it, here's the telephone number, 523-7900, online, REFB, that's redwoodempirefoodbank.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.